Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be part of yours. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Russell Brown back on the show. Russell is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the second one this hour. And he joined us in February of 1998. We started allowing him, benefiting, I should say, from him sharing his ideas on how to buy a business, how to sell a business, how to run a business. We learn all those things when we talk to Russell. He's been a great resource for us. He's the author of a number of books on buying and selling a business and at least one outstanding piece of software that helps people do that, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. He's our good friend, Russell Brown. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back, and thanks for the nice plug about all the time I've been with you on the air.
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, not too many people have been with me more. You've been a constant, steadfast supporter of all the things that we do. We appreciate that very much. His books are strategies for successfully buying or selling a business and also preparing your business for sale. And, of course, the software is bizpricer.com. Russell, in the previous interview, I was talking to Kelly Ohlweiler, and we were talking about, you know, what we're all talking about these days, and that's the new normal. And I've been telling my audience for some time now, you know, wherever we're going, I don't have a crystal ball to know exactly what that's going to look like. But I can tell you what, if you're nostalgic for where we've been, and if you can't wait for that to happen again, you're probably not going to survive. What do you think, Russell?
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. I mean, things have changed. They had a paradigm shift in the way the whole business landscape looks at things. They've had to. It's been forced on us,
yeah.
And as you well know, and so even in the business brokerage field and the buying and selling of businesses, you know, things are shifting there as well. And I heard your earlier guest who was talking about joining with other businesses with competitors, perhaps, or doing partnering. Yeah, you, by the way, you coined a really good term there.
Coopetition. I learned that from somebody else taught me that a long time ago, but I seem to be getting credit for it. I actually didn't mean to. I don't remember who told me that term, but coopetition is a very intuitive term, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm sorry you didn't coin it, but.
Yeah, well, I probably should just keep my mouth shut, shouldn't I?
it's excellent. It fits the times today for sure. And in the process of buying and selling businesses, you know, things like that are going on. But what are the key things for business owners? This is a golden opportunity right now to expand your business through acquisition. Now, everybody hears about that. If you're following the stock market and some of the big companies out there that are adding to their earnings through acquisition, and I'm talking things like that for small business.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you don't need a Wall Street wizard like Goldman Sachs or whatever to help put you through the purchase of another small business. You could do that completely on your own. There's plenty of good books and software out there.
Right.
But there's lots of good information that's available to you, probably as much as you need, coupled with your already excellent knowledge of your own business and your own field that you're operating in, that instead of fighting for what is perhaps a shrunk piece of a pie or the shrunk pie so the piece could be smaller and smaller with competitors, why not buy the competitor?
Well, you know, Russell, if you're looking for a business to buy, now might be the best time in one sense, because if I were looking for a business to buy, I'd be looking for a company that's, like I said a while ago, nostalgic for the old ways, can't seem to get out of their way to come into the new reality that we have. And as that happens, their equity is eroding. The value of their business under their current model is eroding. And it has to be a business, though, that can be retooled with the new direction of the marketplace. And if you know that retooling, if you know how to do that, you can take advantage of some opportunities. Hold on to that thought, Russell. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. Russell and I are going to talk some more about where the opportunities are for buying and selling a business in the new normal. 20 till. Stay with us. Here's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown. Folks, I encourage you to check out all the things Russell has to offer. He's got an outstanding website. He's got his program on that will help you buy or sell a business, evaluate and value a business that you own or one you're thinking about buying. His BizPricer product is outstanding. And, of course, his books are world-class. The Bibles on the topic of buying or selling a business, I should say. Russell, and tell us how we can find all that.
Well, I have a website. It's businessbookpress.com or bizpricer.com.
Bizpricer.com, yeah.
Right.
And now, for my folks, if they buy your BizPricer product, your software, which they can download, or you'll send them a CD or both, you're going to make them a special offer, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm going to give them a choice of either of my two books.
Hey, folks, those are $40, maybe $140 books. I don't know. I know that they're very valuable books. So, but they got to tell you that they heard you around me and on our show, and that way they'll get some extra love from you.
That's right. And if you order online, which most of my customers do, just there's a comment block where you just put in there, I heard this on Jim Blasingame, the famous Jim Blasingame show.
Exactly. Don't forget that.
And,
yeah. handsome. Usually it's handsome, the handsome Jim Blasingame. But folks, check it out there, businessbookpress.com or bizpricer.com. Russell, I was saying it as we went to the break if a business is having a tough time right now, which some businesses still are, you know, if the owner is not giving up, if they're not, you know, they're not ready to retire or whatever, they're just going to keep fighting it like everybody else is. But if they are at the retirement age, and you know, I heard Kelly Owyler say earlier this hour that, you know, she's running into some people who say, I don't have to go through this again. Well, if they're at that stage in the process, you may be able to make a deal. You got to find those kinds of people. What do you think?
Well, yes, that's exactly right.
Highly motivated sellers.
Yes, change comes hard for people the older they get, and that's true in all different facets of life. But it's especially true in the business world too. It's everybody's as you get older and into your 60s and 70s, I think, and as a
careful
business owner, I think what happens is they want to just keep to what has worked.
Yeah.
They know that's worked. It's worked over downturns, upturns, and they've gotten through it. Lean times maybe, but they're still there, and they still remember the last really good time. And the problem is, this I don't believe, and many people don't believe, that the old ways are ever really going to come back.
They're not going to come back. No, forget about it. In fact, Russell, when you and I first started talking about this, we were trying to get people to understand that there was a shift happening from the 20th century to the 21st century. We were making that, helping people make that shift in terms of business models. But right. Now we've got to be talking about the second decade of the 21st century, not even the 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century. And the way people, if you made a transition from the 20th century to the 21st century and you operated that way for the first decade, that model is shifting right now for the next decade. And so there may be a business that successfully made the shift until right now. And yes. they're not ready to go. They don't want to put up the effort or the investment or whatever it takes to make the shift to this new normal. And therein lies the opportunity potentially for you.
Yes. And I urge people who are interested in getting into business to in their process, rather than try to start one, get out there and find one that's in the field that's already existing. It may be struggling a little bit at this point in time, but bring your fresh new ideas into the business on how, and listen to these people like the guest you just had earlier in the show about partnering and I'm gonna forget that other term that I like so much.
Co-opetition.
Co-opetition and things like that, but also things like technology has just exploded in the last, certainly in the last 10 years, it's exploded.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, over the next 2, 3, 5 years, it's the whole landscape with technology.
That's right.
It's going to have a major, complete overhaul again. It's coming.
And folks, that's the reason why you should be looking around for people, players in the marketplace that are direct competitors or maybe even tangential competitors. That they already have customers, they already have an established name, they have a phone number, they have an address, people are coming there, people are used to coming there, that you can retool, you can potentially remodel them for the second decade of the 21st century and bring this business back to viability, whereas the current seller, the current owner may not be willing or may not know how to do that. We're going to take a quick break, Russell. When we come back, I'm going to ask Russell how this new normal has affected valuations. Not the value of the business, but the way we approach the value of the business. How do we value something that doesn't have a serial number, like a website? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us, use our stuff, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and be sure to take the poll questions. This week we asked the poll. We asked the question about what is it that's holding you back? Is there, if you're not growing your business, why is that? And so we got four options to choose why you might not be growing your business, if that's the case. And I hope you check that out. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown. His website is businessbookpress.com, also bizpricer.com. Tell him you heard about me, and he'll give you a lot of love. He'll fix you up and make sure you get some good stuff like his outstanding business valuation software, which I'd recommend to you folks. It's the best. Russell, speaking of BizPricer and valuations, that's what I wanted to ask about this segment is how we've talked about everything else is changing. Everything else has been turned on its ear. Everything else has been disrupted, paradigm shifts left and right. How has valuations changed? I mean, isn't that something that has to be dealt with right now?
Well, the fundamentals of business still apply, the fundamentals I'm talking about, And
right.
And so, you know, like my software is based on fundamentals, business fundamentals, as is any good quality valuation that's done. And that's not going to change. And in other words, if you can't make money with the business, then it probably isn't a business. I mean, the whole point of being in business is to make money. Bottom line. I mean, there's lots of other side issues and very close to making money, you know, the joy of running the business and all of that stuff. But
right.
Bottom line, you got to make money with it. It's your living in you know, the vast majority of cases. And so that's not going to change. If that doesn't change, the business fundamentals on how you analyze whether you ought to be getting into a business stay the same. But what's different? There is something different. And the difference is, you have to look, the due diligence has to be done to even more of a depth than perhaps it was in the past. And that is, you have to now take into consideration the shifting of the way business is being done, the impact of technology on the business, and whether or not the business is using it, and so on. And what you need to do is to basically allow more of your analysis to focus, to take away basically the last bad year, if the bad year is strictly based on the company running and doing things the old way and not moving forward. And the way I'm trying to get to this is that instead of using, in a case of a business that has been trundling along doing great until it hit the road bump, of 09, maybe even a little bit earlier than that, and their numbers have gone dramatically down. And you can decide for yourself. You don't want to talk yourself into this. But if you can do a dispassionate analysis of why this has happened, and you see that the numbers for the last year that are going to drag down the valuation of the business are as a result of this paradigm shift in whatever in a way that you know you can rectify, then to make yourself a buyer of this business, to make sure that you make a good offer that the seller may not want to refuse, is to use the prior year's sales, income and sales, and expense data from, say, 2008 for 2009. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, and so you put those numbers. You just take, makes it easier to do the valuation, too. You just pull all those numbers right across to the bottom line in something like my business valuation software. You just use those numbers, which will inflate the value of the business as it over what, if you just use the latest year, which was a down year. And that puts value, keeps the value in the business that probably is there. If you know pretty strongly that you can make this paradigm shift.
Russell, we've got to wrap it up. Well said. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Folks, check out his website, businessbookpress.com, and all the things that he does. Russell, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Good luck
Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.